Freaks, it's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Coming up on the program today, introducing the two CD compilation, Pure Hypochondria. Plus, spinning some fat, stinky, ass-ripping remixes, caught filming an upskirt video, and Distorted View Daily just bankrupted Red Lobster. Sayonara, fish fucks!
Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm a real nigga, I don't give a fuck. Put a towel down, it'll sop it up. It's just a little blood, it won't hurt. So what if it gets on my t-shirt? It won't be the first, I've been shot before. Now show me that red like a matador. And I'ma charge it like a bull. Cause I'm pony like a virgin in high school. Yeah, it's all good, baby. Red is my favorite color anyway. You know what I'm saying? This that real nigga red. Real niggas don't care about no period. Baby, I'm horny as 10 little dick niggas watching a flick. Feel me? Bust it open, folks. Let's go. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Real niggas don't care about no period. I'm trying to tell you whole point blank period. Put the towel down, it ain't that serious. Real niggas don't care about no period. Put the towel down, bitch, it ain't a big deal. You wanna fuck too, girl, just keep it real. That pussy hole is all I'm trying to feel. Don't care if she got a red box like a Happy Meal. Yeah, you know I'm a nasty nigga. And I slip off some period panties, nigga. And I don't care if niggas say it ain't right. Today, I'm running this red light.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
It's just a fun thing.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
Is Miss Vagina thinking about Mr. Penis?
A lot of hot liquid poo just went out all at once.
Call toll-free at Bold 3 Detergent Plus Fabrics.
You don't want to die.
The following program is a paid commercial which has been paid for by the advertisers whose products and or services are featured in this program.
Imagine a world where everyone entertains your fantastical delusions. Every illness you think you have, every injury that doesn't exist.
Why is my rash this color?
Now imagine a world where music confirms your self-diagnosis. Experience pure hypochondria.
I probably have pink eye.
The perfect soundtrack for your way of life. Always thinking you're dying. Sit back and let the new age music of pure hypochondria cradle and embrace your illness anxieties.
I think I have AIDS.
Straight from Europe, this multi-platinum collection has won the hearts of millions. No other compilation captures the anguish, the dread, the fear of hypochondria.
A freckle, a spot, a mark that time forgot, magnifying.
Songs like Is This a Freckle or Is It Skin Cancer?
Has it always been there or is it cancer?
The gut-wrenching ballad. Impacted bowels.
When did I take a crap last? Bowels twisted and violently torn. Intestinal knots and Viking horns billowing out from the anus hole.
Can you even call yourself a hypochondriac if at some point you haven't thought you were suffering from a heart attack?
Pure hypochondria. Over an hour of the most common illnesses and disorders hypochondriacs believe they have, including several mental and neurological conditions. The world-renowned Gregorian monks chant their hit, I'm bipolar.
Every shy, introverted teenager thinks he or she is autistic, instead of seeing themselves for who they really are. An intense weirdo with poor manners and bad impulse control.
This is not my shtick. I'm totally autistic. Grab your fidget spinners. Grab your earmuffs. Look at me, I'm so quirky. And it's now my whole personality.
Just because your actions are incredibly off-putting to everyone around you, it doesn't mean you have Asperger's. Turn off WebMD and turn on pure hypochondria. Whether you think you have a parasitic disease,
I already feel the fevers and the chills, because that mosquito that bit me probably carried malaria.
Or just a blood clot in your leg. No matter what you think you already have, you need to get pure hypochondria.
What is spina bifida? I think I have it.
To order pure hypochondria, have your credit card ready and call 206-666-4463. Call now.
That thing where internal organs liquefy and you shit them out. I'm pretty sure I caught it. And to top it all, my money is on testicular cancer.
Sorry, freaks, had to pay the bills there. Now we can officially start the show. Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday episode of DV. Despite what I said yesterday, this is not a sideshow exclusive one. We're switching things up. It was a last minute thing because I don't know how long today's show is going to be. Might end up being a mini program. So tomorrow's show will be sideshow exclusive. Make sure you're all signed up over there at superfreaksideshow.com so you don't miss a thing. I do have a great one for you today. It's very musical. Before we get into anything else, I gotta say thanks to DV listener Saul. Saul found a couple remixes featuring King Ass Ripper, who we featured on the show previously. I think he also goes by something slob or glutton, maybe the slobby glutton or glutton slob. I don't know. I'm sure you'll recognize his voice when I play you this song called King Trap Ripper. I guess I should have explained who King Ass Ripper was before we played this music, you know, for new listeners, although the name is pretty self-explanatory. He's a gainer, a slob. He's really focused on growing that belly big. He also suffers from a very noxious flatulence, which I'm sure you will hear. There's almost like shades of Ram Ranch to this song. He's singing about 26 mayonnaise-covered, syrupy, ranch-flavored pancakes or something. Meanwhile, over at the Ram Ranch,
18 naked cowboys in the showers at Ram Ranch. Big herd throbbing cocks wanting to be sucked. 18 naked cowboys wanting to be fucked.
It's all about those 18 cowboys in Ram Ranch. Anyway, got to give credit to Bill Cosby. Not that Bill Cosby. This Bill Cosby is spelled B-I-H-L. I see what you did there. He created that King Ass Ripper remix. By the way, just as an aside, recently on the show, I was telling you guys how annoyed I was with gays. It's always the gays who try to take their normal name, the name their mommy and daddy gave them at birth. And then, please excuse the crude, mildly homophobic language here, but I'm a cock-smoking fairy, so it's allowed. These guys go and faggot up their perfectly fine names. You know, if their name is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, they'll change both of the E's to Y's. Yeah, I'm Derek with two I's, D-Y-R-Y-K, or Nicholas, Nick, N-Y-K, or N-I-C-C. It's like, that's not your name. That's not what's on your birth certificate. You just decided one day that's how you want your name to be spelled because you have to be different. You have to be special. That's probably why you're gay in the first place. Look, I'm going to put on my conservative podcasting hat right now. That's right. I'm coming after Tucker Carlson, Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, all of them. I've got a theory about homosexuality, and I'm probably going to take myself down along with all these other fruits. I'm going down with the ship. I don't care. This needs to be said. I feel like gays are the way they are just because they want to be different. They want to be special. They want all eyes on them. Normal people go about this by becoming exceptionally good at something. Maybe acting, the arts, maybe politics, become a senator, or you're a great athlete. That's the hard route, the one that takes work and dedication. But there's an easier route to go. Don a lisp, a limp wrist, pile on the makeup, and swish about, Mary. All focus will be on you. Heads will turn. Drama ensues. You tell your mom you're gay. She breaks down and starts crying. Grandma faints. Your dad disowns you. You've ruined Thanksgiving, and you love it. It's a real Knots Landing moment. Your own personal prime time drama. And you're eating that shit up. Now you've got to continue shocking and awing. Next year at Thanksgiving, you announce, you are no longer Will. From now on, your name is Billiam. B as in billion. I as in I'm fabulous. Followed by three L's, a Y, a U, and an M. Billiam.
But we named you after your great-grandfather who came to this country with only 25 cents in his pocket.
Well, I've got a dream too, Mommy. And my dream is to bareback Timothy Chalamet behind a Chick-fil-A next to a dumpster that reeks of rotting chicken. You know, Timothy doesn't spell his name the right way either. He's got a bunch of extra E's, and some of them have accents over them. By the way, what made me think about this again was what set me off last time, which was finding someone named Tim spelled T-Y-M. And today, just for shits and giggles, I thought, I wonder if anyone has fucked up the name Timothy by switching where the I and the Y is. So Timothy would be spelled T-Y-M-O-T-H-I. Fucking ludicrous, right? Google it. Go ahead. Just Google Timothy spelled like that. Click images. Every single person you see named Timothy spelled that ass backwards way. Gay. I mean, they look gay. Someone needs to do some research on this. I feel like it's worth the money to pay for that study. I'll pony up some cash, I guess. By the way, just in case there are any new gay listeners who don't know me, I don't actually think gay people become gay just because they want to feel special. I mean, it's an added bonus. It may play a part in it, but most of it is what genetics or you're born that way, whatever. Thank you. I don't need to be canceled by the alphabet mob this week. I got enough problems I'm dealing with. I did have one more King Ass Ripper tribute song by Bill Cosby. I know I kind of got sidetracked with my gay name rant. Sorry about that. This is a great mashup between King Ass Ripper and Vanilla Ice.
Damn, that was a raunchy ass fart.
Damn.
It almost sounds sounds like the beginning to the Home Improvement theme song, but, you know, with more farts. Hold on, indulge me here. Let's compare. Here's Home Improvement. Now here's the King Ass Ripper song.
Damn.
Hold on, let me see if I can overlay one of these and make it sound good.
Damn.
It kind of works. I could really get a good, I could finesse it if I had more time.
Damn.
Having a Roni. What it's like.
Having a Roni.
All right. I think you get the idea. That's enough of King Ass Ripper. Let's just move on now. I've got a great underskirt pervert video for you. And surprisingly, this is not out of Japan. No, no. The underskirt perverts have migrated to the United States. We started to adopt that trend here. This video takes place in a Target where there is a young girl who's squatting down to get to one of the lower shelves. A guy behind her sneaks up and slides his phone underneath her to really get a good underskirt twat shot. Unfortunately for him, another woman at Target caught what he was doing. As a matter of fact, apparently he was perving around the store for a while, so, you know, she caught wind of what he was up to. She was actually filming before he crouches down and puts the camera. So you see the whole thing. He's obviously guilty here.
Excuse me, what are you doing? No, I just saw you put that underneath her dress. Absolutely you did.
No, ma'am, I really wasn't.
You absolutely did.
Ma'am, I really wasn't. I promise.
Then show me your phone.
Get away from me.
Yes.
No, we're going to call security.
No, I really...
You absolutely did. And you were following me over in the children's section.
Think of the kids! Like, what are you trying to say here? Are you trying to somehow shoehorn in accusations of pedophilia? You don't need to bolster your case. You have this guy sliding his camera underneath a woman's skirt. I don't know how old she is. The video says woman, so I'm guessing she's over 18. So it's not like he's, you know, a kiddie fucker trolling the infant aisle looking for fresh meat. Do you like how I always turn on the good guys in these videos? Those are the people I have the biggest problem with. I don't know what it is about me. I just hate everyone. Yes, of course, this guy's a pervert. He's in the wrong. Why does this woman have to be such a bitch about things?
You're following me over in the children's section.
Because I have a sister who's pregnant. Ma'am, I really wasn't.
You've been extremely close to me this whole time. Please show me your phone.
No.
I really don't
mean to. Let's get security. Because this is absolutely wrong.
I really don't mean to.
No, you obviously did.
It also bugs me how her keys are clanging. Like, put those away. You've got a pocket. You've got a purse. Once again, focusing on totally the wrong thing here. The camera did show a very clear view of the woman who was unfortunately the victim of the upskirt video. And I have to say, she's most definitely over the age of 18. She's got to be 30s, 40s. That's some nice aged cunt there. That's what he's into.
I have it on video. You are not going
to
get away with anything.
Ma'am, I'm not.
You can say ma'am all you want, but we will let them decide.
Well, there is a level of respect there.
I really promise I wasn't trying to do anything inappropriate.
Uh-uh.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. I'm not like that.
Obviously you are. I literally have it on video.
But ma'am, I'm not. I really am not. Like,
I would like to hear his explanation then. Why did you do that with your camera? I mean, most of you probably haven't seen this video, but trust me. Everything he did, it was on purpose. It wasn't like he absentmindedly set down his phone while he was looking at a shelf of products. He actually looks at his phone while he's placing it down underneath her and then looks back at it. I mean, it's so obvious.
Okay. Like, I was just trying to look.
Nope.
Ooh, she is not giving him an inch.
No.
Shut that asshole down. He acts all meek and nerdy here, but I guarantee you, as soon as he gets home, he's going to go on a vicious tirade over on the incel message boards where he no doubt has an account.
No. Like, you can stop.
Eventually, the Target employee arrives. Doesn't really do anything. Just tells the woman to call the cops.
Hey, how's everything going here?
No, I have video of him sticking his phone underneath this lady's dress as she had bent over, videotaping her, and he followed me all around the store.
Okay,
Way to make it about you. You're just angry he didn't try to get an upskirt video of you.
So
we need to get police.
Okay, if you can go ahead and call them also.
Pretty much where the video ends. There's an additional screenshot of police interacting with this guy. I don't know if they're taking him away. Must be the case because I found a news story here from Greenville, North Carolina. This certainly sounds like our guy. Police say they're checking the cell phone of a man arrested on Monday on secret peeping charges to see if there are any sexual activities involving children on it. Again, think of the kids! I mean, might as well check, right? WITN News learned that Thomas Elliott, there's the name, was a volunteer at a Greenville elementary school. I mean, just because he's perving on adult women at Target doesn't mean he's also like a child predator. But again, it's okay to check. Better safe than sorry. I think it was a Christian church because the name of the school was Open Door Church. Apparently that door was a little too wide open, just letting anyone in there. Thomas Elliott was immediately terminated upon notification of his arrest on Monday. That's according to the church. They did not provide details on what exactly he did there. Videographer, I'm guessing. I was always a little suspicious because he was very steady with that camera. Really good with the zoom-ins and the close-ups. Elliot posted a $5,000 bond, and he had a first court appearance Tuesday in Greenville. Oh, just to clear this guy's name a little bit here, police did say they haven't found any inappropriate photos of children on the man's cell phone so far. Gotta look through all those private folders. Sometimes they're tricky to find. Trust me. All right. Real quick, before we get into the news, gotta say thanks to DV listener Haley's Comet for submitting this last video. This is a sovereign citizen getting arrested. Actually, the video focuses more on the sovereign citizen getting tased by the cop.
You have any ID on you?
Yeah.
Can I see
I'm
you, please?
I'm just walking through. You ain't got no reason to mess with
me. Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Well, have a seat right there, okay?
I own the police. Okay. I hold the rights to all police. Okay. If you pull that, okay. I swear to God, the military will gun your f***ing ass down.
Okay, couple things here. One, does the cop really need to see this guy's ID? He's not driving. He's literally just walking around. Now, I don't know if he's on private property. It is nighttime, and maybe that's why the cops want to see ID. They think maybe he was trying to break in or doing drugs on the property. I don't know. This guy, though, quickly begins to sound unhinged with talk of the military swooping in to help him.
I own the f***ing police. I pay your f***ing salaries.
Well, now if I was the cop, I would demand identification. It's like, yeah, we got to figure out what's going on here. The hell are you going on about? Owning the cops.
The military will gun your f***ing ass down.
Sorry.
I own the f***ing police. I pay your f***ing salary.
Sit down right now. Oh. I'm going to tell you why I'm contacting you, okay? CCU Temp Patrol. Show me out with a white
you
male.
Can't, you can't arrest me anyway. I'm f***ing
sovereign.
I'm f***ing sovereign.
Bank right there on
I'm f***ing sovereign. You can't arrest me anyway.
Sit down.
Well, if you're a sovereign citizen, I'm guessing you don't pay taxes, right? You're not paying the cop's salary.
Sit down.
If you
sit down right now. Sit down.
So he keeps getting up and sitting down. It's like he can't quite commit to the Sovereign Citizen Act. He knows he probably should sit down, but he can't help himself.
Sit down.
If you
sit down right now. Sit down.
I'm the goddamn Master Commander of the United States Armed Forces, boy.
You ain't in the military. Maybe at one point in your life you were, but...
Master Commander, United States Armed Forces, boy! You're gonna die! All you punk traitors and insurgents are gonna die!
Someone is either just crazy or has been brainwashed or indoctrinated rather harshly here.
I hold the rights to police, boy! I hold the goddamn United States Department of Justice! I own it, boy.
Be quiet before you get tased.
Uh-oh. See, the problem is he keeps getting up and kind of walking away.
You tase me, boy. I swear to God, if you
listen
tase
to me.
Listen to me. I own the goddamn police. I'm your boss. Sir? I'm the highest law on the planet.
Sir, sit down.
Fuck you.
Sit down, sir.
Hit me with it. That's what you'll do. You'll die.
Sit down, sir.
No.
You ain't got no reason to be...
Well, he does walk away. He's now kind of fleeing. I still don't know if it's right to tase him at that point. I mean, it's one thing if the guy, like, charged at the cops, but he's not even running away. He's just walking briskly away.
You ain't got no reason to be messing with me. None.
Sit down. Right now. Sit down.
Get off me, man.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Things are progressing. The cop tries to grab a hold of this guy so he doesn't walk away. And
get off me.
I'm going to tase you, sir.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
And the guy kind of like swats and hits the police officer, you know, and tries to break free, which he does. Not for long, though. Tinnis, or Tinnis, I don't know how to pronounce your name, in the Discord, said absolutely no reason to tase him. If he has any sense, he just hit the jackpot. I mean, if you listen to this guy, it's his money anyways. He pays for the cops. It's my money and I want it now. He's taking a very J.G. Wentworth approach to his money. Tinnis also says the taser is for if the officer is threatened. It's not a comply or I hurt you device. Although it kind of is. I've seen enough of these videos to know. Cops sure do like to tase people. Oh, on a completely separate note, I did want to mention this. Some listeners have been trying their hand at AI-generated songs. Dear Pilled Freak used AI to come up with a song with a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. This is in the style of aggressive gangster rap, and the song is called Chirp Chirp, Motherfucker.
Chirp chirp, motherfucker, I'ma make you lose your mind. Chirping loud and proud, ain't no battery I can find. Calling out your name, but you just pretend you're deaf. I'm the smoke detector, y'all keeping you safe from death. Chirp chirp, motherfucker, it's time to change my life.
I don't know if you can understand the lyrics. It's hit or miss with these AI songs. But the song goes, chirp, chirp, motherfucker. I'ma make you lose your mind. Chirping loud and proud. Ain't no battery I can find. Yeah. I'm calling out your name. I love when white people read out rap lyrics. Even if it is AI generated, it just sounds wrong, right? I'm the smoke detector, y'all, keeping you safe from death.
I'm begging for some love, don't get me in a strife. Chirp, chirp, motherfucker, don't ignore my desperate plea, fix my low battery.
Don't ignore my desperate pleas, fix my low battery and set this chirping spirit free.
Chirp, chirp, motherfucker, don't ignore my desperate plea, fix my low battery and set this chirping spirit free.
Kind of fucks up there at the end. The lyrics are good. The actual rapping could use some work. I think so far, the reigning champ of AI songs has to be I Think I Have AIDS.
I think I have AIDS. I think I have AIDS.
I think I have AIDS. I must have AIDS.
It's the pinnacle of artificial intelligence. All right, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. Become a true and honorable freak today. When you sign up, you gain access to all of the exclusive shows we do throughout the week. Typically, we do 3 Sideshow exclusive episodes, sometimes 2. This week is now crazy. It's a little backwards. I'm helping Lord Douche because it's time for him to turn in his lease car, and he's looking at other vehicles, and this is turning into a multi... I mean, you know how it is with Lord Douche. You remember the Butterbell situation. So now we're dealing with dealerships in 3 states, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee. We're driving down to Tennessee, which is like 4 hours away. It's like a whole thing. That's why today's show is going to be a little short. The rest of the week may be a little messed up, but we'll see how it goes. Tomorrow's episode, I promise you, will be Sideshow exclusive. Great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You can sign up over there at superfreaksideshow.com, but if you use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also sign up right inside of those apps. Makes it very easy to sign up. For more information, check out superfreaksideshow.com and, of course, distortedview.com. One final way to support the program, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. If you pledge at least 5, you get access to a special voicemail line.
where I will play your calls first. If you're thinking about pledging, I know I'm a bit biased here, but I would suggest pledging at least the $5 level, because I am planning to send out stickers to anyone at that level or higher. I'll have more information for you on that later this month or beginning of May. For anyone who wants them, you can opt into it. So that's coming up. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, we just happen to have one here from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dad, I hold my flower now. This our most fucked up state. Shepherd, hear me now.
I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. This goddamn eclipse is the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, I've got another solar eclipse, or at least eclipse-adjacent news story. Apparently, a Florida woman was so convinced that this solar eclipse was going to bring on the rapture, she began to part with all of her money. And, we're all here, and she is not happy about the situation and wants all of her money back. The woman generously distributed over $1,000 in tips at a Florida taco restaurant during the time of the solar eclipse, believing that the rapture was imminent, but now approached the restaurant seeking to reclaim her money. She contends that the restaurant engaged in fraudulent activities concerning the tips. According to a server from the establishment who shared their story on Reddit, this is another great example of media outlets just getting all of their news stories from Reddit. Half of them come from Reddit. The other half come from TikTok, mainly TikTok challenges where children get sick. They either hurt themselves or poison themselves, which do make great news stories. I always read those things with a huge smile on my face. Anyway, according to the woman who posted this story, the lady was pleasant but persistent in sharing her religious beliefs. During her first visit, she spent $40 on her meal and left an impressive $300 tip. Is it really a tip, though? She forced people to listen to her drone on about Jesus and the rapture and all that jazz. Not so much a tip as it is, you know, paying me for my time. In addition to the tip, she wrote a note on the receipt that read, "This is in case you don't rise on the 8th. What a bitch, right? Subsequently, she returned a few days later and tipped another server an astonishing sum of $777. The woman's actions were initially perceived as a gesture of goodwill driven by her belief in the approaching rapture. However, when the prophesied event did not occur, she returned to the restaurant, this time with accusations of tampering with her voluntary tips. Sorry, not only did you leave the tip and sign for it, you also wrote a whole note about it. You knew exactly what you were doing. She insisted that the tips she had left were based on fraudulent interactions, a claim the restaurant denies. The restaurant staff explained that the process of tipping is transparent and secure. Yeah, we all know how tipping works. The woman can't use that as an excuse. Both servers involved had already received their tips through their paychecks and had paid the necessary income taxes, complicating the possibility of a refund. I think this woman learned a valuable lesson. It's okay to have faith, but not blind faith like that. Don't do some stupid shit. The situation has sparked a debate about the ethics and practicalities of refunding large tips given under unusual circumstances. I'm sorry, again, she knew exactly what she was doing, or she believed the rapture was happening. But that's on her. Sorry you're not chilling in heaven right now. But as they say, no takesy-backsies. The restaurant remains firm in its stance that no wrongdoing occurred, pointing out the logistical and legal challenges of reversing such transactions after the fact. So there you go. Basically, they just said that. No takesy-backsies. Second story we have for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some fantastic news. Pack your bags. We're going to Texas.
We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. Here we go.
Yeah, we're going to Texas for a little medical malpractice, baby. That doesn't sound that fun, does it? In Dallas, Dr. Ronaldo Ortiz was found guilty on all 10 counts of tampering with IV bags at Baylor Scott & White Surgicare. leading to several cardiac emergencies and the death of Dr. Melanie Casper. The jury reached their verdict after 7 hours of deliberation. Surveillance footage. Ooh, always with the surveillance footage. That'll get you. That's, damning evidence. Juries take a look at that and, you're fucked. Surveillance footage captured Ortiz placing tainted IV bags into a warmer. Yeah, typically you don't want IV bags to be boiling. It's not good to inject warm shit into you. He placed these bags into a warmer, maybe a microwave, which were later linked to 11 cardiac emergencies, including the incident that resulted in Dr. Casper's death after she used one of the IV bags at home while sick. Prosecutors argued that Ortiz's actions were motivated by revenge against disciplinary actions and financial troubles linked to his medical practice. I understand the retaliation, right? The revenge. But how is what he did going to help with the financial trouble he was in? Is this like a scorched earth scenario? He's just taking everyone down with him? They described the tampered IV bags as poison bombs. The defense suggested other possible causes for the emergencies, but failed to sway the jury. Oh, I would have liked to hear more specifics on that. I'm always interested how, defense lawyers will try to argue their case when there's, surveillance footage of the crime being committed. According to Fox 4 News over there in Dallas, the prosecution said that Ortiz's two businesses were losing money and faced even more financial trouble if he was stopped from practicing at the Baylor Scott and White Surgicare in North Dallas. Prosecutors also said that Ortiz put the dangerous drugs in IV bags to try to show emergency situations happen to a lot of doctors. I don't understand that line, but I think I can sort of piece together what happened here. This doctor got in trouble. He was disciplined because he was fucking up. And he was angry about that, so he tainted these IV bags, hoping that other doctors would use them, and those patients would suffer cardiac issues. And then he could be like, haha, see, it's not just me. This is a common problem. You got to be careful with those IV bags, right? I think that's what it meant by prosecutor said that Ortiz put the dangerous drugs in IV bags to try to show that emergency situations happen to a lot of doctors. It's a brilliant plan, and he would have got away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids. I mean, surveillance cameras all over the fucking place. Yeah, the presence of surveillance cameras installed after a break-in was crucial in linking Ortiz, to the tampering. Dr. Caspar's widow, John, expressed deep grief and highlighted the importance of trust in medical professionals. Yeah. Ortiz, who has been in custody since December 2022, faces up to life in prison. His sentencing is expected within the next 2 to 3 months. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, did our very own DJC make his way into a Distorted View news story? Maybe. You know he loves his Tesla. DJC's always calling from the Tesla of love. You guys love to hate on him for it. The question is DJC a Tesla Karen? Does he get overly protective about Tesla superchargers, for instance? One Tesla owner in California certainly did. A recent incident at a Tesla supercharger in California has underscored the need for increased awareness about the access that non-Tesla electric vehicles now have to the charging stations. Yeah, Tesla opened up their so-called superchargers, so now other electric vehicles can utilize them. Apparently, up until now, the chargers were different, like the outlets or the plugs or whatever. Now, car manufacturers can start to offer adapters and stuff that'll work with the Tesla supercharger, which is great for other electric cars. I know if I had a Tesla, I would probably be pissed off about it because now there's gonna be just so many more cars waiting to charge up. There's going to be lines and shit. Well, there was one frustrated user who actually called the cops on a Rivian driver. Yeah, so Rivian driver shared his experience on the Rivian owner's forum, detailing a confrontation with a Tesla Model Y owner who was unaware that superchargers are now open to other brands.
The Rivian driver was attempting to charge his new R1S using an aftermarket adapter he bought on Amazon, as he didn't want to wait for the official adapter from Rivian, which is being distributed based on vehicle identification numbers. During the charging attempt, which required him to park in a manner that took up two charging stalls, well, that's kind of a dick move. He had to do that due to the different placement of the vehicle's charging port. At that time, he was approached by the Tesla owner, who was not happy. The Tesla owner pointed to a sign that read, "Tesla vehicle charging only." Of course, that was put there before Tesla opened up their superchargers. He accused the Rivian driver of illegal activity and threatened to call the cops. By the way, by 2025, Ford, General Motors, Volvo, and Polestar vehicles will all have the correct charger, like, built in, so you won't need to use an adapter. Anyway, the misunderstanding escalated when attempts to discuss the situation calmly seemed to further aggravate the Tesla owner.
"This is for me! Me only! I'm special! I have the Tesla! You can't be here! You have to leave! I'll call the cops!"
Like, what a bitch! "We're all just trying to get to our destination, my friend. We just need a little juice." It all led to the Rivian driver leaving and seeking a different charging station. As he departed, he observed the Tesla owner making an agitated phone call, most likely to the police, who I'm sure have nothing better to do in California than to investigate the wrong car using Tesla chargers. And while we're at it, do you want me to enforce the way a Western burger is made for you? I realize you just got your kid. You picked him up from Taekwondo. All right. In his forum post, the Rivian owner clarified that his intention was not to criticize Tesla or its community, but to highlight the importance of better communication and education within the EV community about the evolving accessibility, blah, 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 of the chargers. There you go. Tesla Karen strikes again. DJC, defend yourself. Maybe you can call in. You know, he loves to talk about his Tesla. What is proper charging etiquette? Like, this Rivian, which is like a larger car, right? It's got its charging port on the wrong side, so he had to take up two spots. It does seem like a dick move, but like, how else is he going to charge his car then? Oh, I am just not ready to live in this new world. This new world of EVs and AI and VR porn. You know how I feel about the VR porn. It is not for me. Not in its current state. No, 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 no. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from my babies. Give me some sugar. Call into that voicemail line, 206-666-4463. There are other ways to contact me. If you're embarrassed about your voice, I don't know why you would be after listening to me and what I'm packing here. Hi! But okay, some people don't like the sound of their voice. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at DistortedView on Twitter and Instagram, Threads, Mastodon, Blue Sky. I think I use maybe two of those things, but I'm there trying to participate, trying to be a good netizen. I think that's a word that hasn't been used since 1997. I'm trying to be a good netizen here on the World Wide Web, the information superhighway. Reach out and touch me. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Let's play some patrons here calling in. What do you got for me today, baby girl?
Hey, Geneva.
I'm just going to start calling all my male listeners baby girl. Really emasculate them.
Hey, Geneva. Little baby faggot.
Oh, little baby faggot. Hi, little baby faggot girl.
I'm going to follow up on your question of why me doesn't own a firearm.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm glad you have some information. I think I talked about this yesterday, right? Maybe it was on Friday's show. But, you know, Meat is all like super conservative, right wing, always going on and on about, you know, abortion and trans things. You don't hear him talk so much about the Second Amendment. I thought he would be more of a gun nut. Surprised he doesn't, like, you know, have a comically large holster.
There's several reasons why. One, he could be on a list.
Is there like a way we can look up people on the no firearm list?
Felonies, mental health issues, things like that could put him on a list that means he can't own a gun. I mean, I know we've seen all the stories in the news about how people that should be on that list were not. Maybe they got one right on that. In addition to that, guns are not cheap, even on the absolute low end. And I'm talking like super budget to get set up to carry a concealed firearm, my guess is a minimum of $500. I don't know if he's willing to spend that kind of money because he's got to get his sweet tea and his insulin.
Well, but I mean, he could always just use his dad's American Express card, right?
I think that's right up.
Assuming that thing's not maxed out.
And a quick fun gun story. I own a firearm. It is a 5.56 standard AR caliber weapon. It is considered to be a pistol. I was at the gun range, an indoor range, a really nice one, shooting my AR pistol and was asked to put the gun away on account of it being so loud.
On a shooting range, they said, "Oh, it's too loud. I don't like the sound of guns."
Got thrown out of a gun range for shooting a gun that was too loud. It's only happened one time.
That's so fucking bizarre. Especially considering, you know, a lot of people who have guns are fucking horny for the things. You'd think they would totally like pop a boner hearing loud guns. Maybe they were intimidated because their guns weren't as loud as yours, right? Like, it's a macho thing. I'm sorry, you gotta go. Your gun's too loud. What a little bitch. That is absurd. I can understand if you're, like, firing, you know, if you bring, like, a cannon or something, a rocket launcher, I don't know, like, something really loud.
And I've
owned a gun, you know.
Firearms for over 20 years now. And, so I got kicked out of the gun range because my gun was too much boom boom. I always thought that was fun. The other part of it, too, is that in order for me to carry a firearm, it would require him to be responsible and to train with it and to take care of it.
And me doesn't really have good impulse control.
I'm telling you right now, Timmy, as much as
it's a recipe for disaster.
An asshole as dogs are to take care of, and I've got enough of them. We've talked about that. Firearms are even worse. So,
yeah.
You know, he's more of a bird man, so maybe he just needs to stick with a rape whistle.
Rape whistle. Yeah, he does have a lot of birds. I noticed that in his most recent video.
Timmy Boo, what a do. It is Necro Felcher. Currently driving the 80,000-pound death machine up U.S. 31, headed to Holland, Michigan. Anyway, I just had to chip in as you know, one of your representative do listeners. I had to pipe in on Mead and his Hitler apologetics. I will say, even as a Jew, Hitler did have one redeeming quality.
That mustache, right? It was on point. Unfortunately, you know, it was Hitler who was wearing it, kind of ruined it for everyone else. But if the whole Hitler thing didn't happen, I could see the Hitler stash really catching on, like it being a cyclical thing where it, you know, comes in and out of style.
Did one thing. He accomplished one thing that no one else on the planet was able to accomplish. He fucking killed Hitler.
Yeah, he did.
Anyway, have a good one.
He was kind of a hero, really, if you think about it. He was a hero in that regard. Tim Henson says Hitler is a hero.
Jimmy Boo, I don't know what the hell happened, but Red Lobster, I ordered their card directly.
Oh, yeah. You're the Red Lobster guy. Okay. Yeah, it was a bit of a fuck-up, huh? Sorry, let me play it again.
Jimmy Boo, I don't know what the hell happened, but Red Lobster, I ordered their card directly.
Yeah, I tried to explain that even to the woman that I spoke to on the phone, and I don't want to be xenophobic or racist or whatever, but she was fucking Indian and didn't know what the fuck was going on. She didn't even know they had a website.
Red Lobster. They said it bounced back at them like an invalid address for your post office box. It did it twice.
What?
So I don't understand it, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it right, and I'm going to...
Oh, so wait a second. So they, you contacted them, right? And they said, look, we tried to deliver this gift card, but it just kept bouncing back, even though I have it in my hand and, you know, I used it. Huh.
Twice. So I don't understand it, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it right, and I'm going to just send you a PayPal for $100 to cover the card.
Oh, well, that's very... Listen, all right, before you do that, I want to make sure that you got your money back, right? And only send the $100 if you're okay with that and it's not going to financially hurt you.
Sorry. This is supposed to relieve stress on you.
I know.
And
it's fine. Look, it wasn't your fault. I don't blame you in the least.
I'm sorry.
Blame that fucking company, Red Lobster. As a matter of fact, I just got notification
from a listener. Let me see if I can find, get some verification on this story. Some late-breaking Red Lobster news, and no sympathy for them. The headline right here is Red Lobster considering bankruptcy. Ah! See what happens when you fuck with Timmy Boo? We just started this boycott yesterday here on the show. And because all of my listeners are so supportive of me, they are true freaks in every sense of the word. They band together, refused to eat at Red Lobster, and after a day, it did such financial harm to them. They're like, we gotta shut this shit down. We're losing too much money. You know what happens when I refuse to dine at Red Lobster? The whole place goes to shit. Yeah, Red Lobster is apparently considering bankruptcy. They're going through some shit. Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo-hoo, Red Lobster! Stop treating your gold star elite platinum crab executive semen diners like shit! That's right, I eat there so much, I'm in the executive semen club. Well, listen, my PayPal address is show@distortedview.com. Again, I don't want you to feel obligated to send me anything, but it is show@distortedview.com. PayPal, my PayPal address for monies. Again, that's S-H-O-W. You know what it is. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it oh God?
Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
Sparrow. Read the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or like wherever you can rate and review podcasts. Tomorrow's episode is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Can't remember if it was yesterday or last week. Time is like a moving train. Drop of memories down the drain. When did it pass? When did I take a crap last? Bowels twisted and violently torn. Intestinal knots and Viking horns billowing out from the anus hole. Solids to come, I'm on poop patrol. Longing for solids to come, I'm on poop patrol.
My name is Tim Henson, the new face of genital herpes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.